I had worked in this store for 4 years, the whole time I was in school. So one of the clerks in the store had quit and got a job at Ford. She brought a check into the store for me to cash. And when I saw her check, I said, what kind of job you got making this kind of money? And I said, is this 2 weeks? She said, no, this is 1 week. I said, you gotta be kidding. I could fill the freezer up and wouldn't have to worry about the lights, the rent, or nothing. After I got there, work on the assembly line was so hard and they were so awful to us. I said, Lord, I gotta find a job that I can do for 30 years. So one morning, I put my little blue suit on and I went to the corporate office. And I asked to see the plant manager. And he gave me an opportunity to work in management. And I thought I just had it made. I thought the guys were going to welcome, They felt like we were taking men's job.
What did they do?
They'll put some grease on the phone and somebody across the aisle will call you. And you wouldn't realize that ball bearing grease is on the phone. That's the kind of stuff they'll do. I had been there almost 16 years and worked just as hard as I did. I never missed a day. My thing was there was not one white male who was in my position and stayed in the same position with the education that I had. So that's why we sued. They thought I was crazy. There go that woman again. She's starting some kind of trouble. You can't go up against one of the big three. You can't do that.
Do you think it made a difference?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, we had women superintendents, women area managers, women plant managers, because I believe that I can make a difference. And I believe when I did what I did so that it would be better for the people that come behind me, that I did make that difference.